So I've been sitting with this question all week. Is it possible? And the more I turn it over, the more I think we're asking it wrong.
Say that again. Because most people treat it like a light switch, right? Either it's possible or it isn't.
Exactly. And that's the trap. The word possible qualifies a claim by saying it could be true. That's it. It doesn't tell you how likely, how practical, or how soon. It just says, not ruled out.
Which means the moment someone asks, is it possible, they've actually asked an incomplete question. Possible under what standard? Logical possibility? Physical possibility? Practical feasibility? Those are genuinely different things.
Walk our listener through that distinction, because I think that's where the confusion lives.
Sure. A proposition is logically possible when it's consistent with the laws of logic. A proposition is physically possible when it's consistent with the laws of nature. Now, and this is the key idea, something can be logically possible yet physically impossible. It doesn't contradict logic, but it conflicts with how nature actually works.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a third layer below that.
Right. Practical feasibility. A claim can be physically possible without being practically feasible, because feasibility also depends on available resources, engineering, time, and operating conditions. So you have three filters stacked on top of each other, and most people only check the first one.
Think of it like NASA's technology, readiness levels. At level one, you've observed a basic principle. That's logical possibility. By level nine, the system has successfully operated in an actual mission. That's full practical feasibility. The distance between those two points is enormous.
And that distance is exactly where most ideas get stuck. Someone observes that a principle holds, concludes it's possible, and then acts as if the hard work is done. But the hard work hasn't even started.
So what our listener might be wondering at this point is, why does this matter for everyday decisions? Not everyone is launching a satellite.
Fair. But think of any project someone has tried to move forward. A career change, a new business model, a creative idea. The first question is always, can this work? And if the answer is a vague yes, in principle, that vagueness becomes the primary barrier. Ambiguity isn't just uncomfortable, it actively blocks planning.
Because epistemic possibility is personal. What hasn't been ruled out by one person's knowledge might already be ruled out by someone else's. So two people can look at the same idea and reach completely different conclusions about whether it's possible, and both be reasoning correctly, given what they know.
Which is why the question, is it possible, needs a follow-up immediately. Possible for whom, under what conditions, and by what standard? Without that, you're not doing analysis, you're doing wishful thinking.
Wait, but here's a pressure point. Couldn't someone argue that if we can't even imagine a scenario, that's evidence it's impossible?
That's a real trap. A failure to imagine or conceive a scenario does not by itself establish that the scenario is impossible. Our imagination is limited by our current knowledge. History is full of things that were declared unimaginable right before they happened.
So the shift we're really after, the psychological one, is moving from if to how. Not is this possible in some abstract sense, but what specific standard applies, and what would it take to meet it?
Exactly. And that reframe is what turns a dead-end question into an engineering problem. Progress from an idea to a real-world capability requires evidence that moves beyond conceptual possibility toward validated performance. The how is where the work lives.
The takeaway for anyone sitting with a big question right now, is it possible, is the starting line, not the finish line. The real question is which kind of possible, and what's the specific path from here to there.
And in our next lecture, we move from that abstract framing into something concrete, defining the way through parameters and constraints. Because once our listener knows which standard applies, the next move is mapping the actual terrain.